Jay Murphy and friends, thank you for zoning in. Go ahead, subscribe. You can comment and like. Go on and tell a friend. It's almost time to show you what I do. It's such a vibe, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm just like you, so I invite you to J. Murphy and Friends. J.A.E. Murphy and Friends. J.A.E. Murphy and Friends. J.A.E. Murphy and Friends. Back at it again. J. Murphy. J.A.E. Murphy and Friends. J.A.E. Murphy and Friends. J.A.E. Murphy and Friends. J. Murphy and Friends. Back at it again.
Episode 2, we here.
Oh, we back. We back and we live. I know the first one, it was a lot. It was a lot to take in all at once. Mogul, you did your thing, bro.
We did our thing, bro.
I think the people really enjoyed it. I think the people created a demand for it.
Just sometimes, you know, when you're required.
When you're required. Come on, we can start this sermon right now.
The mission is bigger than us.
Purpose. When you walk in your purpose,
you gotta walk into your season.
Come on. There is going to be a harvest on the other side of the manifestation that the Lord has. I'm still fasting. Don't.
It's too deep for the intro.
It's too deep for the intro. No, J. Cole. That was a crazy sample too that he did on that joint.
That's the
Erykah Badu.
Which one is it?
I'm playing. Woo! J. Murphy and Friends, episode two. We are back, and it's feeling like the summertime in LA today. It was rainy and cold the other day.
Boo.
But today it feels like
we're... Actually, I like the rain. Crack that window.
Ooh, you're under, a nature boy.
Get under a nice, yeah.
You're a real nature boy. You're from the South.
I grew up in the country too. Country.
One of them days, today's feel like one of them days you're just gonna get accidentally a little too intoxicated and you're gonna be texting people that you shouldn't be texting.
Before six.
Before four.
Jeez.
Like, you know, I'm going through life decisions over here, like, you know.
For that midday walk.
When you step outside, it's so crazy. When you're in LA and you step outside in the afternoon, and you feel the weather, you're already thinking about what you're going to do tonight. Who you going to do it with?
Determines your whole mood.
In LA determines everything. What outfit? Nah, I might have to say that for Sunday for the day party. Like, it's so much happens after. Are you the type of person that puts their arm out the window or the balcony, or you just go outside?
I wait till you call me. Hey, it's nice
what
out.
What I be saying?
You're like, shh. Mogul. That's why I said, let me walk the trash. Let me just go test it real quick.
So, one thing that happened last night that shook the internet, shook the world. Your boy Aubrey. Your boy Aubrey wanted to, you know,
the Canadian assassin,
remind all of you who he was.
Exactly.
In true Toronto fashion. So the thing is, it was something that I actually want to talk about until he did what he did last night. He dropped Scary Hours 2 EP. It's a nice three-piece. It was a strong three-piece. It was like a leg, a thigh.
I think, Drake is, you know what I learned about him that was dope, though?
What up?
Because he's younger than you, too, right?
Nah.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. Drake, like, Drake is like a cool 34.
No, he ain't.
Yes, he is. Don't let these industry ages on Wikipedia fool you.
Well, what I'm saying is, though, he keeps in touch, not just with the youth, like, who's popping, but, like, the whole rollout formats. Niggas is dropping the small pack type format. But that's like how a producer, we send out little packs.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just, this a little pack for you.
But he knows exactly what to do. Everything is super calculated. Yes. Everything
super
is
calculated.
All strategy. It's real tactic of war. It's a real tactic of war for him. But the crazy thing is, so what I wanted to say before he dropped his EP is that a few of us in the industry, in the music industry, we've been exposed to some Drake leaks this entire pandemic. Even after Dark Lane demo tapes. There were other you know, miscellaneous files that ended up in my email. I don't know. I'm a DJ. I don't know how they got there. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, there's a wide variety of some Drakey vibes. It's like 30-some songs.
Napster.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say the titles. Like, if y'all heard it, y'all seen it, whatever. But my thing is, one, there's never been a super leak for a Drake album. Like, there's never been, like, a crazy... This amount of songs that we got in this past... This amount of songs since Scorpion,
first
bro,
all,
we ain't got that many.
I ain't even open that. I told you that wasn't it.
I knew it wasn't it, but as a DJ, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just gotta know. You just gotta know.
But on Ben, just like you said, it's because I know they keep that shit.
Yeah, nah, that's
locked.
Just... Like, that's the thing, like...
They'll leak for you.
They will do it... That's the part of the tactic.
Intentional.
That's a part of the whole strategy.
All right.
So it's like... One, for people that don't think or understand the way we do because we're in
right.
it, I'm just like, wow, a lot of people were so excited and then they were crushed Ooh. When they realized it was just a leak. And then it's just like, okay, what is Drake really going to do? How is he really going to deliver? And then lo and behold, at midnight last night.
Because how much of a leak is it if it's on DSPs? You have to submit it. It takes,
yeah.
at least, even for the whoever niggas, it takes... At least 24 hours, an hour. Some people can push it through. But if it's on DSPs, it's not a leak. It's strategic.
It's very strategic, but Drake...
It's tactical warfare.
Tactical warfare.
The knives is sharpened. Sniper vibes.
But yeah, Drake did his thing. Yeah. Three-piece. He had What's New?
Mm-hmm.
Needs and Wants, or Wants and Needs. I only looked at it a few times.
That's the one with Lil Baby?
Yeah, Lil Baby snapped.
Yeah.
You see my face? I'm gonna tell you this for the rest of the show. The baby snapped. And then everybody's, all right, I ain't gonna do that. I tried. But Lemon Pepper, is it Lemon Pepper Wing Freestyle? Lemon Pepper, what?
When he gets on
Yo,
that.
Yo, when he get, go ahead, talk about
that 2010
Talk
flow
about it. Yeah, that Take Care. That's the Drake I love, bro.
And you just let him talk for a bit.
Yo, Drake, bro.
Drake is.
This is my last thing, bro. This is my last thing.
He's Adele for men.
He is super Adele for men. But the thing about Drake, bro, there is no other word past GOAT. Like, Drake has reached the pinnacle of what we can all define as success. And it's like, okay, what do I do now? Do I go do this on another planet, or like, what else is there to do?
What's the vibes?
You know what I'm saying? The homie said
what's left?
He hit J Lo. he dated Rihanna. He dated Serena. You know what I'm saying?
Even,
like, it's,
you know,
like,
we not even niggas be just running niggas shit, but God,
bro, like, he just.
And what about the undocumented? Graves, he knows where the bodies are buried.
The Billboard.
Y'all can say what y'all want about Drake.
The Billboard accolades.
All the niggas that y'all sometimes be hating on, calling corny this.
The estate.
Your Nick Cannons.
Mm-hmm.
Legend.
That nigga got an airplane jet.
Got an airplane jet.
He didn't even pay for it. Different. He didn't even pay for the estate. That's what they say. I feel like I'm in the barbershop talking about
it. That's a nice vibe.
Yeah, man. Drake, we need the album, bro. And we need you on the show as well, too. Yeah, you know who.
Manifest.
Yeah.
We throwing that out there.
We going to put it all out there. Speaking of Drake, you know he be rapping Texas a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Texas was showing out this week. Texas.
You thought they would have learned their lesson. When, you know, that's where my family from. My family was without power for like 3-4 days.
Bro.
They said, you know what? Fuck that. We out. We done.
Texas. The love I have for Dallas and the immense love I have for Houston.
Yo, they went to 100%. Not like, all right, let's do 75.
I don't even know which one to push. What should I push?
I don't even know which one goes there. This guy?
Nah. Let this one ride. Texas, are you sure you want to do this?
Are you sure this is what you want?
Are you sure that y'all want to lead this race for all mankind in the United States of America.
It's not giving.
Do y'all really want to do this? 100%
with Mississippi.
Business is open.
100%.
And there is no mandate to wear a mask. That's a lot, Texas. Hey, look, what's the homie? Greg, what's his name? Greg Abbott. I don't.
Abbott.
hey, bro. Hey, you gangster, bro. You gangster, bro. You.
Our numbers are down. All right. It ain't till it hit home, bro.
Woo! I'm gonna be out there. You gonna pull up with me? We gotta go see Melo.
Yeah, we gonna do that. We gotta go see Melo. My mama, no way.
Yeah, we gotta go see Melo.
Make
man.
It a two stop.
So the thing is,
that's things, crazy though.
It's just very really, crazy. That's
only so, because we've been on the like complete polar opposite.
People don't know. We talked about it last episode. People have no idea what LA really entails.
I think there's been
us.
We haven't had we haven't had no indoor dining though since last March.
It's
indoor.
A year later. later. Me at bro. We can't revisit that because day like today, you will want to take somebody out. You will want to catch a vibe or do a dinner party. You will want to go to STK. You know
nice.
What I'm saying? You will want to go to Ruth Chris. You know what I'm saying? You will want to do Mastro's. You know what I'm saying? Put on the extra expensive cologne, but you can't do that.
Today I would probably go to like do a little nice date. Lucky Strike. The lanes be super cheap during the
Dave and Buster, Lucky Strike vibes. That's a different type of level of lit.
You know
like
what I'm saying?
The little kid comes
feel
out.
Feel like a kid again.
You know? Grown, but the little kid comes out and the little kid be getting lit. Like, it's a different level. It's a different level. But Texas is open.
Yep.
Does that eliminate people from having to get the vaccine? That are citizens?
It's choice.
That's kind
of
crazy.
You know what? Honestly, though, a lot of the places that have been the most radical, you know, as we know how the body works.
Yeah.
Like, if we, it would be more dangerous for us to go there just because we ain't been exposed to.
We haven't.
They got a level 3 thing and they still fought it off.
Yeah.
They said, nigga, we still here. Bring All-Star. Atlanta. Bring the event.
Speaking of Atlanta.
I don't know if we come there with this LA immune system.
It's different. It's different. Speaking of Atlanta, I'm surprised. Well, Atlanta's wide open, but the rest of the state of Georgia isn't, from what I've been told and what I've seen. And that's kind of weird. All-Star is happening this weekend.
No way.
You know, if you're out there in All-Star, if, you know, God bless you and your safety. Everybody dropping videos of what to do and what not to do. Don't show up broke, okay? Because you definitely going to be paying.
If you're a guy, it's tables only. Please don't.
Four bottle minimum type time. Four bottle minimum, 3 hookah minimum. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of that. Yo, you need security. You need protection. You need somebody. You need Jesus too. But yes, you need all 3, 4, 5 of what I just said.
If there's somebody you care about or you interested in, or if your girl went there, just focus on yourself, King.
Focus on yourself.
It's a wrap.
Focus on yourself, please. It's almost daylight savings time.
It's a wrap. Somebody go.
We get an hour, right?
Somebody going to be in there. Oh, it's about to spring forward?
Yeah, next week. That's how you know it's real. Daylight savings time, it's 1 hour, but it throws everybody off.
It changes
off.
Everything.
On the 14th, it's going to go from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m., right? Spring forward, fall backwards.
Yeah, but I mean, only goes up an hour. Don't jump two hours.
No, I'm just saying, since it goes up an hour, it'll go from, instead of it being 2 o'clock, it's going to go to 3. So it's going to go to 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. I remember I was DJing one time and I was.
Oh, no. Yo, that happened at.
I lost my mind, bro.
It works out, though, for homecoming season. Because it'll be 12-1 and then it goes back an hour.
Mark, are we going to have a homecoming season this year?
You know, we going.
Are we eating ribs at the tailgate? Are we cussing out the baby Neos that we didn't even meet? They didn't call us. They Maybe. Didn't greet us. They didn't send us no invite.
With a mask?
Yeah, yo. I need a mask with my line name on it. And the year I crossed. What's up? You know what I'm saying? I need all that. Are we having a homecoming this year? That's a real question. Where Luke at?
Are we having one?
Are we? I mean, listen, I think we're going to have a whole homecoming segment. We're just going to have to pull up to both our yards respectfully and just do it. Half of the show going to be at Hampton, half of the show going to be at Howard. That would be kind of epic.
A live taping?
Woo! That would be kind of epic. That would be kind of epic. I can hear the band in the background right now.
I'm like, what the hell y'all yelling, man?
Man. Vaccines, homecoming. Homecoming, vaccines.
That vaccine got niggas acting different, though.
Totally different.
Like, almost.
Totally different.
Immunity. But they're like, nah, I'm good.
No, people are popping off like, I got my vaccine. Don't put that up my nose.
Oh, yo, watch out.
Did you hear about China? Any foreigners that enter the country, they got to do an anal swab, mandatory.
I'm like, bro.
What's going on, bro? What's going on?
They don't want nobody in
what
there.
What is going on,
or
bro?
They going to get a certain type of people in there. It's a couple niggas like, don't bother me.
What's going on?
I'm
in
going
the
to
world?
China.
Yo, also I heard that there's a
That's some sick shit.
That's
bro.
Sick,
why are you
bro?
Invading people's butt to get in your country? And then they probably not even testing it. They just probably be like, if you can smell it, you don't got it. If you can't smell your shit, then you got COVID. The test is really just a smell test. Why would the...
Maybe they put it in a solution and shake it up. I don't know. I don't have COVID. You know what I'm saying?
If I can smell it, yeah, I'm good.
You gonna smell it through the shit?
Look, they go, shit. If nigga like, oh, they're like, oh, he's good. Go ahead.
One thing I did...
Yo, that's crazy.
See recently that there's actually a mandatory vaccine going on in Israel right now. Ooh. And it's like, it's being forced upon the citizens. Like, nah, you gotta do it. There's no way that you're gonna... thrive and survive, go to the grocery store, go to the gym, blah, 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 blah. And so this chick was basically, she did like a voice memo and just leaked into, you know, Instagram and social media. But she was just like, if it's happening here, don't be surprised, it could happen everywhere.
It's a very bad situation here. They're not letting children as young as 16 to take their matriculation exams without taking this injection.
One thing that I saw on the internet that really threw me off. Also, why is there a trend in every search engine and across the CDC website talking about a zombie apocalypse? Zombie prepared, like it's preparedness for a zombie apocalypse. And it's like when you go to the CDC, I'm gonna pull up the screenshot that I saw, but when you go to the site, as if they're taunting and toying with the idea of there's gonna be a zombie attack.
Is that even, are zombies even real? Do we know, like,
bro, I don't know nothing.
Mutate, like, this ain't Thriller. I don't even know.
But why would the CDC even be playing with people's minds like that? Like,
where are you?
We don't know what to believe at all.
Where you instill fear, you control.
This is true. This is true. Tactical propaganda. It wouldn't be technical.
It's tactical.
But, you know, y'all stay safe. You know, get on y'all Dr. Sebi diet. Take your vitamins. Take your CMOS.
He got the whole pack.
I can show y'all a picture of what my cabinet look like right now. You see all of that?
Herbed up.
You see all of that? We don't play no games over here on the street.
Herb
we live
vibes.
On. I was about to say street. We don't play no games, all right? But, yeah, man, y'all stay healthy. Y'all stay safe out there. And don't get caught up.
Where's Wakanda, brother?
Come on.
Doing it my way. Wait for years.
Yeah.
My career.
Give me the rock version.
Oh, no.
Give me the rock version.
What key is this? Getting my way for years. I'm so caught up. Caught up. Caught up. Getting my way for years. I'm so caught up. Caught up. Passion got me caught up.
Mark, I'm going to just throw you off every time, bro.
Catch the key,
Mark, I'm going to throw you off
I'm
every
time. I'm so caught. Now I got it. I'm going to turn it off. Now I got it.
Speaking of caught up, mm-hmm. How did that Nike exec get caught up helping her son flip shoes, bro?
Because her son was flexing too much.
Why? Why?
Idiot.
Bro, that's like why you somebody... hold it down? You could have had a $1 million company before 2022.
He probably did already clear.
He probably did clear half a mil. He probably already.
You see his pics, bro? He has like.
Bro, how did you like,
bro? 1,000 Yeezys.
Bro, what's going on, bro?
He using a Nike card to buy Adidas?
Bro.
He is he didn't think
what
it
part
out
of
right.
The game is that you got to know how to hold it down.
It's like if when you get like a buddy pass.
Hold it, yeah.
But then you don't make the flight. That's okay. Everybody knows you don't go running to the gate talking about, well, I paid for this. Y'all need.
You ain't paid for nothing.
You paid for nothing. And you now
paid,
you done.
You paid for a non-rev seat, ma'am.
Non-rev?
Ma'am.
Not the actual.
There's no revenue on your ticket, ma'am.
That's what that means, non-rev.
Ma'am.
She said that means non-reversal.
I understand Black Lives Matter, but ma'am. I've heard the craziest stuff in the airport.
Non-rev. That means y'all can't reverse it. Y'all can't deny. No, ma'am. Non-revenue.
It's non-revenue. It's all the way non-revenue. I just wish the little homie, like, he's 14, right?
I thought he was 16.
He was flexing. He thought he was champagne poppy. He thought it was apple juice poppy. Capri Sun poppy. That's what it was, man.
He was enjoying the life too much.
Yeah, man. I feel bad, but
it ain't like it was illegal. You did have her mom lose her job. Well, she resigned.
That's crazy.
You know the resign groove means that you still can get your pension and all that stuff and retirement shit.
That's kind of crazy, bro.
Instead of the fire. So they kind of gave her an honorable discharge. She was
in on it, though. Generational wealth. That's how they get that. See? Mm-hmm. You see? That's how they get down. I'm going to look at the other cut. You see? That's how they get down. That's how generational wealth happens on the other side of the skin spectrum.
That's how they get down. Let me see it in my...
You see it?
That's
how they get down.
I got some bass today. I don't know what... Okay. Y'all hear my bass?
Come on, Barry. Give me some more.
I'm just hitting you back. you at the crib.
Hey, you remember the homie, the wild kid from Florida on the gram. Boonk Gang.
Oh yeah, he was a wild
Boonk
boy.
Boonk Gang. Somebody sent me a post of him.
I saw that
3 days ago.
Fact. God exists and we're separated from God by sin. We sin by nature, we sin by choice. Now God have left enough evidence everywhere and proof of his existence. Just go outside and look up. You see the sky, sun, clouds. God is a God of love, but he is also the righteous judge. God is kind and merciful, but he is also holy and just. Sin has to be accounted for. God appointed us a day where he would judge the world in righteousness. Everything that's done in the dark will be brought to the light. Hell is a real place, and I don't think anyone wants to spend eternity separated from God. Now let's go back and look at the flood. The flood was God's judgment. But at the same time, he provided the ark of salvation. Everyone who bought it lived. Those who weren't perished. It's the same for us today. God provided us the ark of salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. Womp.
Boot Game has turned his whole life around.
Mm-hmm.
He is literally giving his life to the Lord. He's a part of a rap group. I'm here for it. He's a part of a rap group named Yahweh. He got Christian rap. He really be quoting scriptures. You know what I'm saying? I seen him smoking a blunt, but he was talking about God at the same time. I was like, you know, if you knew in your faith, if you knew, you know what I'm saying, you in a new space spiritually, it takes time to kind of get rid of everything, but I'm happy for the homie.
For a saint,
we just gonna have praise and worship for like 11 seconds.
Shout out to that young black man dedicating this.
Boom, hop on here, bro.
We need more positivity like that, brother. Seeing that you can turn your life around.
I like that.
Oh yeah,
come on.
I was gonna let it rock out.
You gonna let it rock out?
In a low tone.
This is one of the most musical homies, friends, bros that I have literally in my circle. You see how he just did the whole rock thing? Like, we could do that off any beat, anytime, any day. He could do this in his sleep.
I might have to start bringing the board in. I don't know. Maybe by episode 5 or 7.
Yeah, we're gonna have to hook everything up.
That's a tiny room. Give it
a tiny room. Not a desk, but a tiny room.
Tiny room.
Tiny room. Speaking of music, like, why is the homie getting so much backlash for just being so vibey? Bruno Mars.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars.
I said it earlier, man. Everybody, social media don't
Why are they saying it's cultural appropriation? Like, he's of color.
He's a person of color. I don't.
Yo, Peter.
Wow.
Peter Gene Hernandez. His last name is Hernandez, bro.
Y'all got a problem with him singing R&B and being vibey, but y'all letting the other little Hernandez run around with, take over, appropriate our whole rap culture, trying to get niggas hemmed up. But y'all let that Hernandez, like, people are so, everybody should have a voice, but everybody mic don't need to be on.
Woo! And on that note, that was a bar. We got some special guests coming.
Yeah, I believe we
do.
You
got some homegirls coming through?
We do.
It is still March. It is still Women's Month. Jay Murphy and Friends, episode 2. We will be right back with our special guest. Don't you move. Scary Hours 2, baby. Yeah. And he just dropped a video. Funny how life goes. He thought he was sick. Now we wiping his nose, okay? Soon as you give him your soul, you blow up and they say you're selling your soul, okay? Yo, he was doing donuts in a chrome heart. He had chrome heart seats interior in whatever car he was in.
It's a video?
Yeah, it dropped last night. Oh. He was doing donuts around the OVO jet. He was doing donuts around it. What's wrong with this dude, bro? Aubrey different, man. Scary Hours 2, we still waiting on the album, bro. You look, man, what's up? We still waiting on the album. You not safe, bro. You holding niggas over with a three-piece. That's cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A wing, a thigh, and a leg. Jerk. You know what I'm saying? Heavy on the jerk.
We had some jerk chicken the other day. It was kind of fun.
Let's talk about these oxtails you be making, though.
Vibes.
This is a ritual. This is a monthly ritual at a Cafe de Mogul. Mogul Meals.
Mogul Lounge.
Mogul Lounge.
I've been invited.
Mogul Bar and Beach. You have.
So the same way you've been invited to the show, you got to extend that same invitation to the kitchen.
I guess. What's the phrase?
Did your nigga feed you today?
Did your nigga
many feed are called.
You today?
You are chosen.
Episode 2, you are in the presence of a queen, a black queen. The luxurious taste of style and fashion, beauty, serenity and harmony. They're all friends, but all of them are friends that make who you are, queen.
I appreciate it. Hello.
Hey! How you doing?
How are you?
You giving me the early Missy Elliott vibes.
Well,
the beat me 911.
Oh, I received that. Missy is one of the living legends we have left.
I just killed that.
Isn't that when she was a Barbie doll?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Or it's the TLC look.
Oh, remember the TLC. She giving me black.
I grew up.
Mm-hmm. She giving me black right now.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all
please,
know nothing about that.
Black
Q.
We don't know
Black
nothing.
A. Okay, that's what we sit in the hood.
Black A.
Black A.
Girl, you listen to Black A?
702 total.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes,
that's
my generation.
Stila.
What?
Yes, that's my generation.
Queen, please introduce yourself. Please, please. It's Women's Month, Women's History Month, Women's Appreciation Month. You're glowing in our presence. We're so happy you're here. Please introduce yourself.
Well, hello. Mm-hmm. I am Sankara XT Ashitare.
I'm here with affordable looks inspired by Coming to America is celeb fashion stylist Sankara Ashitare.
Hey.
Welcome, welcome.
How are you?
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
We've all loved the original Coming to America for decades.
Absolutely.
The fashion of that film set precedence, right? Big major cultural impact.
Absolutely. I think it was the first time we were able to see African culture celebrated in the streets after the civil rights movement, and people were wearing dashikis for the first time, and we saw this New York flair to the African side. So it was very fun. I love to see it.
It was colorful.
Colorful,
and
fun,
and bold.
And hilarious. It's like a twist to fashion.
Yeah.
So I loved it.
Mm.
I am from Gary, Indiana.
Exotic.
I went to Howard University.
Hey, what's up? All of that. Eat that, fuck that,
I do wardrobe styling, and I am now in LA. This is my going on my second year.
Shout out Howard.
And shout out Hampton. But don't ever disrespect.
I hit the wrong. Y'all know I hit the wrong button.
No,
oh,
yeah. Don't you ever.
Don't get jumped.
Don't you ever.
Y'all know I hit the wrong button.
Don't be a pirate.
Listen,
just
I'm also producing. You know, we doing it all. You know, it's all, you know, it's a small camp.
Don't give us the political.
I hit the wrong button.
Don't
y'all
give
know
us
I,
the political.
It's lonely at the top. Don't worry.
We know. Mm,
it's musty up there, too.
Ooh.
Stinky.
You done?
I love Howard women.
He getting caught. He get, ooh.
A lot of tension.
He getting caught about his bison energy. Do you have a Howard woman story or anecdote you would like to share? Why is it that you love Howard women? It is Women's Month. Let's talk about it.
Most of them do.
Got attitude. Sometimes I like a little attitude. So.
Hampton girls don't got attitude?
No, they're real feminine.
Hampton girls are fun.
So Howard girls aren't feminine? We're feminine.
Saying one thing is something doesn't mean that something else isn't.
It's getting real.
But I see how you try to deflect.
No, we're just.
It's women's
month.
We're
the greatest. And then you have like.
Let's talk about it.
What's under. What's left.
What's left.
I don't know. That McDonald's raised y'all.
Kind of like,
hey, yo, time out. What? 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 The McDonald's on Georgia Ave has nothing. What did y'all have? Y'all had the.
I mean, it was
raised y'all.
Y'all had the. Y'all had that pizza had. Spot. Y'all
had,
know I am, right? Y'all had Burger King too.
We had Burger King.
Yeah, Burger King.
We had a Caribbean.
Esbarro.
Right,
y'all had some.
I actually never went to Hampton. I didn't.
You
feel
never
the
even
need
visited.
Wow.
Didn't feel the need to leave my throne.
A lot of people get trapped staying in one place. I understand.
Oh, I didn't stay there, but you know.
Mark, you on your way
Hampton
right now.
Hampton wasn't.
I'm on my way.
Mark, you on your way right now.
She knows.
I went
this
to
is,
other
this
universities.
This is just
not
our banter. It's just our banter, guys. Don't be. I love this.
So, how long have you been in wardrobe styling and, you know, playing with these accessories and these vibes and these textures and aesthetic?
Give us a little history.
What did you do, mm-hmm. baby boo?
Well, I would say it's probably been about 10, 11 years now.
Ooh.
I came to Howard in 2008. I went to Howard for dance when I came into Howard. My sophomore year, I switched to fashion. So that was like 2009. So by like 2010, I had been in New York. 2011, I moved to New York, quit school, lived there for like 4 years. And then I went back in 2015 to finish at Howard.
See, let's talk about the dream deferred. Let's talk about the dream that's been chased. And we ain't talking about Meek, but we got love for Meek. But let's just talk about how you left and came back and still got that degree.
Yes. It is not a journey that I would suggest for most people.
But you took that path.
But I did it. I did it. I felt like I was working with the professor at Howard who kind of like just saw something in me, and he started taking me along with him on his journey. So he was a costume designer on Broadway, and he created an opportunity for me to come do the costumes with him on Broadway. And then my junior year, I started dressing the people that were in the show. So like one of the characters was Condola Rashad, who was Felicia Rashad's daughter. And so I started dressing her as a friend, and we're like, you know, just kind of being around the city. Yeah, and then
different.
one day Condola calls me, and she's like, my mom wants you to style her. That's when I came back in D.C., and she was like, my mom's going to call you. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Ooh.
So, boom, there's Felicia Rashad, you know.
Come on.
So it just kind of keeps going and growing, and the dots always connect. So I'm here. Here I am.
Different.
Here I am.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
That's your own entourage story. That's like really day one. Started from the bottom, and now you're...
Absolutely. You got to go big. The teachers, I'm not coming to class today. I'm not going to be in class on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So what can I do? I'm not coming.
So you wasn't in office hours?
Oh, no. I was given... One of my teachers was like, if you just answer all the questions from the first 8 chapters and come back, you gave me a B.
You know, when you do have the rapport with certain professors and certain and they know your potential, and they know, you know, certain things.
They know who's different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like they're not gonna handicap you from certain things.
I mean, it takes a pit bull, I would say. Cause you gotta be the pit bull, like, I'm not coming. So you gonna fail me or not?
Well, there's two methods. You could always ask politely as well. That's that Gary in the end.
Don't have to just. Do you want to die? Do you want to die in your sleep or do you want to die in pain? Like that's that Gary is coming out.
I'm still kill you, but which one you gonna take?
Wow.
Still gonna do what I wanna do, but.
That's crazy.
I want the pain. That's how I want to remember you.
No. I'm not going to take the pain.
Yo, what? What? Carl, the projection of, you know, your journey and how it started, granted, it probably wasn't cookie cutter. It wasn't a walk in the park. But, like, what are some of the obstacles that you faced as a younger woman? And maybe some obstacles that you still face as an older woman in your industry?
There's so many different directions with that. I always say it. I'm like the 1% of females out here really getting it the right way without opening my legs or having a drug dealer.
Why you look at me?
I didn't look at you. I was looking at both of you guys. I was thinking,
no. Yo, are you convicted? Here, bro. Are you convicted, Mark?
Why don't you look at me?
He even drank. Mark, are you convicted? Mark,
I was making eye contact.
That's gonna be on. Don't show that.
Are you convicted?
When we in post, don't show that.
We gonna look at all of this.
Go ahead, my fault.
Jeez, guilty.
Trying to insinuate.
Guilty. No, I'm just saying. But I it's very hard because, like, as a younger girl coming into or a younger woman coming into the industry, I really wasn't taken serious. People didn't really see me, or they wanted to cheat me out of money or, like, just get the services for free, you know? Or on the flip side of it, coming into the industry, the client might have looked at me as this young, like, I mean, sometimes still today, you know, I'm not an ugly girl, but... You know,
let them know.
It was, you know, very difficult coming into the industry because I had a client who didn't want me to wear colors. I had to wear all black. I couldn't wear makeup. So I think it kind of flips on the same side as today. You got to be very cautious of what you wear, or if your client has a boyfriend, or how much, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot. Or if you open your legs for the opportunity, or it's a lot that goes
as long as you get the opportunity.
Well, no, not as long, because, you know, you'll lose your self-integrity, you know, for an opportunity now.
So once you lose your self-integrity for opportunity, that kind of just plants the seed of kind of blackballing your worth and your value.
I don't know, you know. That's not my journey.
That's a good answer, Mark. She said, I don't know. You know why? Because she ain't did that.
It's not documented, at least.
Yeah.
No, that's leave no trail.
Yeah. My name not going to be in the street, you know. Mm. Because I also don't mess with that type of man either.
Come on.
So being in the industry that you are in, what kind of man crosses your path, catches your eye? What kind of man gives you what? Butterflies.
Oh, you know what somebody told me yesterday? It was so good.
What did they tell you yesterday?
I mean, every man crosses my path, but they said that I have no emotion, but I am emotional as fuck.
Wow.
That is me. I have no emotion, but I am emotional as
fuck. That sound like a bar. I might need that.
I know. Give me my 10%.
That sounds like a lot to deal with.
I am a lot to deal with.
What's your sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Talk about it. He knew. He caught it.
I'm a bull and I'm a pit bull at that.
And you're a Ford car that drives kids to
Not
soccer.
Not a Ford car.
Ford Taurus?
What? What? You a soccer mom?
Reliable.
Dependable. I am a mom.
You are a mom.
Not a soccer mom.
Not a soccer mom.
Hopefully
by that time, maybe we're like.
He might get into fashion.
Maybe we're getting the picture.
Oh, he's already her mannequin, bro.
You gonna let him use your credit card to buy shoes?
We gonna let him use his daddy credit card.
Heard you.
No, I'm just saying.
My baby
has a lot of shoes already.
You and your son, y'all take fire pictures together.
Thank you. He hates taking pictures.
It's a flex.
Don't be stage momming him. Yeah, let him be a regular boy. I know he hate it.
Oh, he's so pissed off.
I think that's all of us, little boy. Yeah. I hated when my mom used to
Yeah, I'm like
in these
briber.
Little canary suits. And
yeah. No.
I'm like, yo, I'll wear it, but all this staging and the pictures.
Yeah, that's me.
Just catch me in the groove. Yeah, just catch me.
I'll take you to Target. I'll get you a new game for your PlayStation.
Wow, you really a mom. Manipulated mom. You gonna give me this picture.
Can't give them M&Ms no more. They want Jordans in video games. Okay.
Jordan in video games.
It's real.
So do you think he's gonna grow out of that phase? While he's still young.
Well, I think he's like really into fashion. So okay. Like he like only wants to wear Jordans. Or okay. Like I bought him some Iversons and I'm like trying to teach him about Iverson. He's like, Iverson sucks, mommy. He doesn't make any points on the game.
What?
So I'm like on the PlayStation.
You better teach
game.
Hold on. You better so teach like, your son about who Iverson is, bro.
That was my first boyfriend growing up. So
you gotta do is show him the clip of what Iverson did to Jordan.
Yeah.
Yo,
like now who's
let's look at that clip. Right now.
Yeah.
Boom. Right now.
As a kid, Allen had bragged to his coach about taking MJ. And now, he'd finally get his chance.
When I grabbed the ball, I heard Phil Jackson yell, Michael.
Iverson has Jordan. The crowd is into it.
I gave him a little cross to see what he bite on it. I let him set his feet, and then I stepped it back again.
Allen shakes free, gets two! Mike said no! Allen said yes! The bucket, the crowd loves it!
Iverson is still that nigga.
Yeah, he's a trendsetter.
Virginia legend.
VA legend. Chuck. Yeah. Bubba Chuck.
Come on, bro.
Just a legend as far as fashion, too.
And fashion, wow.
Hair.
Bro.
Get my baby's hair braided, and come Iverson on. Braids every week. Hair fashion.
Didn't he get his hair braided during a game? Like his mama was behind the bench?
I seen that.
That's some Virginia shit.
For sure.
That's some OG shit.
For sure.
Do what I want.
At the Boo Williams game or something.
The Boo Williams? AAU.
I know a little bit about South.
Oh,
when
his birthday?
Gosh, man.
He must be a Taurus. When's his birthday?
Who?
Iverson.
Go ahead, look it up. So that was your boyfriend growing up? You don't know your boyfriend's birthday from growing up?
I never know any of their birthdays. I forget.
Wow.
Did you have posters on the wall growing up?
My parents didn't really let me do posters on the wall. They said I wasn't messing up their paint.
Oh,
but
okay.
I had like a door, my closet door. You know who's on my closet door?
Ooh.
Little Fizz.
We're not surprised. You give me Fizz vibe, Fizz fan vibes.
I love Little Fizz.
He was born
June
7th. June 7th.
You just don't know.
He's
a Gemini.
That's Gemini?
Yeah.
They crazy.
I mean, you run through my mind like all the time to the point that I just want to take you home. Okay.
Represent that. I'm doing the ad lib.
G-H-E-T-T-O. Ghetto girl.
I was in that video.
No, you knew it. For real. Mm-hmm. Where? Like
in the front.
we can point you out right now?
Probably.
You was really in that video.
Nah, yo, you capping.
Ghetto girl.
I was up in the video.
I got excited, bro.
I know most people would.
So deaf represented. Yo, Bow Wow was that nigga.
He was the first start of like our generation.
So you had Bow Wow on your wall?
He was in my locker.
Trying to make that
who
else?
Jealous. Fizz, Bow Wow, who else? Iverson.
Romeo,
who?
I love Romeo. But in the fifth grade, I burned Mystical's album and I passed it out to my whole class. And I got in trouble, but Mystical, I love Mystical.
How you get...
I think you got the fire that Mystical got.
You bought that many CDRs? You had
no, that's when the burning the CDs came out. We
bought the 50 pack.
We was hustling to see. My daddy used to sell them at the Classics, at the, what's the down south?
So
Bayou Classics. Yes, he used to be hustling. He used to be hustling the little Christmas CDs. Used to buy all the little furniture in the house.
Y'all was running it up.
Did he transition to DVDs?
No. He made like probably good 50 racks off of that 1 year, you know.
Selling CDs?
Yes. This is back in the day. He had him at all the gas stations in the hood. The little black people was buying the CDs.
Y'all different. Mm-hmm. That hustle different.
But see, I like that's to why you, people like that.
That's why you hustle the way you do now.
But I was having a conversation with like Carl Kanai, and I'm like, I don't want to be...
Casual conversation with a legend, Carl Kanai.
But that's...
What?
Yes, Carl is a legend, but I always try to put myself around the OGs. Like, I want to be around a person that was hustling CDs out their car.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be around somebody that could get off on Instagram real quick.
No,
and we all got followers on Instagram.
I feel that.
Easy. But how you sustaining it for 20 years? I want to be that type of legend.
Got it out the mud.
Out the mud. So, as a woman in your industry, is it hard to date? You know, are clients trying to bag you and then use you for what they need you for project-wise, but still trying to bag you at the same time? Or is it, you know, is it an outsider that, you know, is trying to court you and then it's just like, why are you over there with these rappers or these artists or this person and you don't got time for them? Like, how is that whole spectrum unfold for you as a woman in this whole equation?
What's the dynamic?
I don't know. I think it's very, I think, number one, I am a very enclosed person, you know? So I don't think that I let a lot of people into my personal space a lot of times. But number one, I don't have like a lot of male artists or clients. I'll say that. So, you know, now in retrospect, there have been times where I've been around industry men and they're like, I know who you are, or you know, and it'd be like elite men and I'm like, he's following me actually. Oh, okay, well, you know,
lusting after you.
Lusting.
But you know, I don't know, it's very hard. I think that our generation is very weird because
let's talk about it.
Generation, because I'm not an aggressive girl, so I'm not going after. I'm aggressive in my art. I'm not aggressive to these niggas.
I felt
that. Okay. So I'm not going to be the chaser necessarily. And I know that I'm the prize. So I don't know if men might be intimidated by that, but very seldom do many get through the door.
So is it a turnoff when, you know, a guy's approaching you and he's not fashionably correct?
You know, that's the thing. Like, the men with the most confidence are, like, the raggediest men. And I just be like, wow. Like, why? Where the ballers? Why don't I be going low? Why don't I be going this hard? You know what I'm saying? But it is a turnoff. But I think that the generation dresses weird anyway. Everyone wants to be in Dior and Gucci and Jordans.
That's niggas.
That is niggas.
Black people I know, everybody kind of got their own little. It's a lot of my home. We were just talking about that with Jay. All my people stuff is the new designer now.
Yeah.
I don't have labels. I'm cool with all that, man.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've been on that.
Shout
way,
out Urban Rarity. Y'all saw I got this last week.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out, Courtney.
Hey, Court.
So you were just featured on The Shade Room last week.
Ooh.
Let's talk about it. Before we get out of here, you got to let us know. I know people was blowing you up.
Yes, I didn't even know. I just saw my name getting tagged. I'm like, what is going on? But yeah, I'm thankful. Most people pay to get on the Shade Room, so I'm very thankful.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
That they do.
And they normally don't tag. Nope. They make you pay to put your app.
Yeah.
All of that.
It's a hustle. I ain't mad at y'all, Shade Room. Hey, Shade Room.
Hey, you know, so I'm appreciative to be even seen for the opportunity.
That's
honestly
very, very, very commendable. Like,
thank you.
Without it even being promo, self-promo.
Thank you.
Are you able to disclose some of the clients that you have worked with or currently work with?
Yeah. I work with everyone. I guess so. I style Sweetie. I have Cash Doll. I have Erica Banks right now.
Nice.
I have styled so many people. I started back in the day with Yandy. Yandy and Juju.
All you gotta do is
Love
say Felicia Rashad.
Felicia Rashad, Candela Rashad. I have Ryan Swain, who's also another Harvard graduate from Pose. I style Kevin Durant's mom, Wanda Durant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going and I'm growing, y'all. You know,
we proud of you.
I'm here.
I'm proud.
We
yeah.
proud of you. That's happy Women's Month, Sakara. Happy Women's Month. So, before we get out of here, what is the advice that you would give to the younger Sankaras of the world, the younger version of yourself that's living and watching this right now? What would you say?
Never accept no for an answer. That's my advice.
Because never accept no.
You could do whatever you want to do. You could have whatever you want to have. If you put your mind to it, you got it.
And that's how you got to where you are now.
Exactly.
Never accept no.
Straight up and down.
Because if somebody tell you no, then there's somebody above them. So that's with FedEx all the way down to your business. Mm.
So if a man wants you to come over to eat, he should not accept no as an answer. He should aggressively pursue to feed you.
He got to pull up. He got to pull up with me with the food in the car. We have a date in the
car. These busy women. Anybody got time for that?
Oh, my God. Jay Murphy for his episode 2. Thank you, Sankara, for coming through.
Woo! Oh, this is my song. It's just Yamahira, the little androgynous model. Y'all remember her?
Mm-hmm. I remember.
You styled her?
The rocker wear girl. Nah, well, let's just not her. Where she at? For real, somebody.
Tell her come holler at her. Put your gram out there. Let them know.
My Instagram is SANKARAX.
T. Say it one more time for him.
SANKARAXT. I feel like Jill Scott with the little microphone.
Sankara!
See.
On that note, see. Thank y'all.
The apple
next
don't
episode.
Far from the tree.
Next episode, we gonna have some other special guests. You know what I mean?
We're gonna have some more women,
some more feminists, some more feline energy. I think we need to get female DJs, bro. That's a different layer. Of mind, creativity, fashion.
We're going to have to stage it different. I need tables in here.
Yeah, we might have to do that.
All right, y'all. Episode 2.
And we out.